here as we launch into the third hour of the program. You're invited to bring up whatever's on your mind. 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Dale.
And Mark.
Join us online at freetalklive.com, where we give you the features for free. So enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. And if you enjoyed this program and you want to help support Free Talk Live, you can learn how to promote the show over at promote.freetalklive.com. So we continue with your phone calls. And then coming up, we'll Dale's still got some more of the stories about the founding fathers that reveal them to not be so heroic, maybe more jerks than anything else. But we'll get to that. Stuff they won't teach you in government school. All right. First, we go to Ted in the woods on the amp line. Hello, Ted. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Dale, and Mark.
Hey, y'all. How y'all doing?
Ted, what's on your mind tonight?
Is it snowing up there, man? Because it's sure snowing down here.
No, I'll tell you what, Ted. It was snowing yesterday, but not right now.
It's raining, actually.
Yeah, all right. Oh, it's raining?
It's not cold enough.
It's snowing. Still
not cold enough
down
to
here.
Snow.
Yeah. Well, hey,
we don't know where you are, Ted. Where are you? West Virginia? Is that right?
I'm in Parkersburg right now.
Okay. Yeah. Is that still West Virginia?
Yeah. Okay, still in West Virginia.
All right. So go ahead. Weren't you living in a mining town or something like that last time we talked?
No, I was just telling you all about Matawan. Back.
All right.
That's in Boone County. Not even in Boone County. It's somewhere else. Yeah.
So anyway, would you call to talk about the weather tonight? What's up?
Oh, and that spring got called in.
Coily.
He's a fraud because I wish there was no springs before, but it ain't. I ain't never seen no springs.
So because this is a guy, for our listeners that don't know, we had Coily call the show earlier tonight. He said he was, I don't remember how he described himself exactly, but if anybody ever wishes for there never to be springs anymore, he is who appears, and he then gives them reasons why they are wrong.
He takes the springs out of their life for a little while so that they learn their lesson and how important springs are.
But then the story kind of went to his head. He went megalomaniac on us and said that anything that might be springy, he can actually take out of their lives.
Yeah, like foam. He was counting foam and knees.
Yeah, and cartilage in your knees. Yeah, yeah.
He said the ground actually was
a spring.
That's
right.
So you're saying that guy was a fraud, huh? Ted, you're saying that guy was a fraud?
Man, I wish there was no springs before because I sat on a couch cushion that had the springs there coming up out of it. They done, I done got stabbed by them springs.
That's annoying.
And I was like, what about slinkies? Why the hell is there springs in here?
What about slinkies?
I didn't have no critter come out and say there shouldn't be no springs.
It's time to get a new couch, Ted. If you got springs poking up in
I ain't got that couch no more. We set that bastard on fire. He's
That's good. That's the way you do it. What else on your mind tonight, Ted? Anything?
And what's up with the government's having a hard damn week, apparently, man. We got guys crashing airplanes into buildings, and then we got this guy in California right now. It's in the standoff. He shot up some cops.
Is that right? I didn't hear about that one. Is that breaking news, now?
I just heard about it on your news break.
Huh. How about that? Well, you know, I don't think that shooting at people is going to solve anything, and as we pointed out on the program, the guy that flew the plane.
Unless they shoot at you first.
Thanks, Ted, for the call. Appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. As we discussed, I think, to quite an extent last week, this show does not support or endorse any kind of violent actions against the people calling themselves the state. It's not going to achieve anything, any semblance of liberty in our lifetime, and if anything, will only make things worse.
You said it's not going to solve. When you said it wouldn't solve anything, he said, "Well, not unless they shoot at you first." And that made me think of something that came up recently. Yeah, the notion that defensive violence is good. And I've heard people say that several times now, that defensive violence is good. And I actually take issue with that. I would say, well, maybe it's better than not using it. It might be better than the alternative. That still doesn't make it good.
That's a good point.
I mean, it still doesn't mean that if you can avoid using violence altogether, it depends on the situation, but if you can avoid using violence altogether, that's probably still better.
Yeah.
You know, if you can. And it may not be an option, but I'm just saying.
Absolutely right.
It's a reach to say it's good.
Yeah, because it's violence. And even if the person who did the original violence, even if you feel like they deserve it, it's still not a good thing to enact force upon another human being. And if you want to, you can look at it as though you're really hurting yourself in a way. I like that particular viewpoint, that anything you do to another person, you're actually doing to yourself. Kind of a you know, everybody is connected sort of
I think it's dangerous, and here's why. Because if because that's the socialist mantra. We are one big humankind organism.
It's, everything is all connected. I mean, so that is a true
statement.
What
do you mean that they're all connected?
Well, I mean, at a you know, at a, as I understand it, a, you know, like a quantum atomic level or whatever.
Can you quantum atomically move my arm?
Oh, no, I'm not.
Then we're not connected. We're separate.
I understand on a sort of metaphysical level.
Right, on a metaphysical level, that's fine, but
I think
it's dangerous.
I think there's more rational reasons for it, though. I mean, well, I wouldn't say, I don't mean to say, I think there's more common sense reasons, is what I'm saying, to not use violence if you can help it. Because, you know, there's the old saying, I'd rather be judged by 12 than carried by 6, which, you know, is a good thing to teach in that. The point of that is, you know, you'd better, you know, that's better than being dead, is being judged by 12. So again, defensive violence might save your life, and I understand that. And some people say, well, I'd rather be the one that lives instead of the criminal who wanted to kill me aggressively in the first place. And certainly aggressive violence is very bad. And so I understand the notion of defensive violence, but to say it's good, I think, is a real reach. And I think there's this fallacy that you're sort of purifying the world when you use defensive violence. And I fell for that fallacy myself. The whole notion that, you know, when the aggressive people go out and they use aggressive violence, if you use defensive violence against them and they get killed off, then there's less aggressive people in the world.
Fewer.
And we end up fewer. Yeah.
Sorry.
And then we have, you know, a peaceful world eventually. We've purified all the bad people. But it really doesn't work that way. I think that there's always gray areas where, you know, in your opinion, you use defensive violence, and someone else might say that, no, actually, that wasn't justified. And then they feel bitter, and then that inspires yet more violence, or, you know, whether it's court action or just more physical violence or revenge or
sure, it's
whatever.
Just a cycle.
It is sort of a cycle, and I think it's a fallacy to think you're going to purify the world of evil by using a bunch of defensive violence. I mean, it may happen sometimes, but I don't think it's a very reliable sort of method of making the world a better place.
And Mark, to what you're saying about the socialists, I absolutely agree with you. When I was kind of first getting into the metaphysical realm or spirituality or whatever, that was one of the things I kind of recoiled at first. Like, everything's all one. I mean, come on, what kind of crap is that, right? Well, I think at some level there's some accuracy to the statement, but it's not to say that there's one consciousness. I think that we're all individual, we're still individual pieces of what is a larger whole, and I don't think that saying that in any way justifies violence.
I think it does to the social, to many of the socialists. I've had them say just that. Look, you're part of the whole, whether you like it or not, and you better shape up, young man. And then this, and that's the next step, right? Mm-hmm. They stopped there, but therefore you better shape up and do what I say because you're part of the collective.
That's the
collective gets to decide democratically, and you got to go along. It's just that close. It's a hair's breadth from I get to tell you what to do.
Okay, I see what you're saying, and I'm telling you that I originally had difficulty with
many.
I originally had difficulty with that, but I do like the viewpoint that anytime you're doing violence on somebody, that essentially you're doing it to yourself.
I do believe that on some level all consciousness is unified. And we know that we're not completely aware of it because our consciousness does get preserved, at least in part. You know, the fact right now, you and I and Mark are all sharing part of our consciousness with the world, part of the knowledge we've learned, part of our personalities, and, you know, the things that they like about us. We're making an impression on other people that might change their behavior in the future. And I think that there is that irrefutable fact that there's a certain level of consciousness that's preserved from generation to generation, and it's like this accumulation of consciousness that's going on. And someone says it's just knowledge, but, you know, I think it all comes down to patterns, and we're developing more intricate patterns, and the knowledge is passed on, and parts of our personalities get passed on, and we live on in the memories of our loved ones and the people who interacted with us. And so in some level there is this sort of interaction of all the consciousness. And then there's ego too, which is your sense of separation from everything else,
which is
very important. I mean, it evolved. It must have a need for that. That must be a necessary thing.
Right.
And certainly libertarians recognize that and say the ego is an important thing, the sense of your individuality and the sense of being separate from the rest of everything else.
The toll-free number here is 800-259-9231, whether you want to chime in on the consciousness discussion and the nature of the universe or whatever. You can bring up anything here. 800-259-9231. Take control of the airwaves and bring up anything. It's Free Talk Live. Have you been thinking about starting a website? I'm going to tell you about a great offer from HostGator. HostGator is a worldwide leader for web hosting, and they make it easy to get your own .com domain name. You create your very own website with their free site builder tools and templates. Use the coupon code FTL, that's FTL as in Free Talk Live, and sign up at HostGator.com to receive your first month completely free. Whether you want a personal blog or a complete e-commerce business website, let the experts at HostGator.com host you.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Ovaltine, nutritious vitamins and minerals and a delicious chocolate taste for your picky eaters. Be sure to visit us at OvaltineUSA.com. With kids, food battles are more about control than about food. If you want to avoid a battle with your picky eater, give them a say in what they eat. At dinner, let them choose between broccoli or fruit salad. At the supermarket, give them three cereals to pick from. The more control they have, the less there is to argue about. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
Is it safe to breathe anymore? Crowded public places, global pandemics, and news reports of potential new strains of bacteria and viruses make you wonder, what if there was a germ-killing nasal spray that acted almost like hand sanitizer for your nose? There is. It's called Sinofresh Homeopathic Nasal Spray, and it's a proven germ killer. Sinofresh is a revolutionary doctor-recommended nasal spray that kills a broad spectrum of viruses, bacteria, molds, and fungi on contact in your nose. Sinofresh causes no drug interactions, no loss of smell, no rebound congestion, contains no alcohol, is non-habit forming, and is safe for daily use. Sinofresh must be a part of your family survival plan. Go to GCNLive.com now and click on the Sinofresh banner. The first 1,000 customers to click on the Sinofresh banner and purchase Sinofresh antiseptic nasal spray are instantly registered to win a free 24-bottle case. Go to GCNLive.com and click on Sinofresh. Breathe free. Breathe safe. Use Sinofresh. It works.
Afraid to answer it? Afraid to answer your door? Did you know that debt settlement, bankruptcy, and attorneys will cost you about 10 times more than you would legally be required to pay creditors? These are not ways to help you get out of debt. They are expensive payment plans. And if you're in debt already, does it make sense to load yourself up with another payment plan? Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt in 90 days, guaranteed. And that's the website you need to visit right now. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com is the quickest solution to debt relief on the planet. If you have more than $25,000 in credit card debt, student loans, or difficult mortgage situation, we can help, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
Remain in your houses. The President of the United States has declared martial law under Executive Order 11004.
Will they do it? Will they pull the trigger this time? We all pray they stand down, but an engineered crisis seems more likely with each passing day. Think it can't happen here? Executive Order 10990 locks down all highways. Executive Order 10995 seizes control of all media outlets. Executive Order 10998 controls all farms and food supplies. All these executive orders are now cocked, loaded, and waiting for the right crisis. So if you're worried about the possibility of martial law here in America or have questions about how to survive it, go to martiallawsurvival.com. That's martiallawsurvival.com. Go to martiallawsurvival.com right now.
You must remain in your houses until your bracelets are scanned.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything toll free. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. 1-800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Dale.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site we give away. So enjoy those, including the various different ways you can listen to the program. Go to listen.freetalklive.com. You got live streams there, broadband version, dial-up version, webcam, listen lines available to your telephone. You can go to listen.freetalklive.com to learn more. That's listen.freetalklive.com.
The public school system sucks off the productive capacity of hardworking people. and whether the public education succeeds or fails. Spoiler alert, it fails. At providing real education to the public, the costs go up and up every year. There are no refunds. Oh, and it destroys individualism and curiosity. School Sucks Podcast is a show about the end of public education. Visit schoolsucksproject.com to learn more.
All right, toll-free number 800-259-9231. So we can get back to the, you know, the universal discussion here in a moment. Let's go to Scott in Massachusetts. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Scott.
Hello. Good evening, gentlemen.
Hey, you're on the air.
You hear me? I just wanted to say that this propaganda that you're reading right now about the founding fathers,
mm-hmm.
just hateful. It's just hateful Jewish propaganda.
Why is that?
How do you, it's Jewish?
Oh, it's definitely Jewish. You can tell by the way it's written.
Was it my Jewish accent as I was reading it that gave that away?
Yes, it's your... I think Dale's possibly a Jew.
Okay.
I don't, the way he reads it. It's very,
what does
very
a Jewish
evil.
Person sound like? I don't know. I mean,
well, have you ever played like a Def Leppard record backwards?
What? No, certainly not.
That's what they sound like when they talk.
Okay. Yeah. All right.
Yes,
Scott.
That's about right.
Thanks for the call. Appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line.
He sounded pretty Jewish to me, actually. I don't know.
He had kind of Scott's accent a little bit. He was, you know, playing around with it. You know.
He's been hit and miss. I mean, right. That was sometimes he's been pretty good on his making fun of Scott, our bigoted caller who calls and is constantly hateful towards Jewish people. That one, not one of his better ones. But then again, I didn't really know where to go. I'm like, oh, okay. Yeah. All right, 800-259-9231. I think Coily's the best character of the night. At least
I like
tonight.
Coily.
Tonight. Ted is normally pretty good.
Someone needs
you to think Ted's a character?
I think Ted's a character. If he's not a character.
He didn't talk like that?
I don't know. If he's not a character, he's really entertaining anyway.
Yeah, right.
So he's a character in that way. So we were talking about this this kind of idea that is frequently propagated by socialists that I initially was very uncomfortable with, this concept that everything is one, right? And as a pantheist, that's my belief system, is that, you know, everything is, if you want to use the term, God. All that is the universe, if you will, is God. And of course, scientifically, there's truth to it, right? Because if the universe, if you believe in the Big Bang theory, or something like it, you know, in the beginning, everything that is the universe today was squished down to the size of a pea. Right. And ever since the Big Bang, it's just been constantly expanding outward. So
I've heard a lot of things like it makes more sense to think of the nature of the think of everything that exists as waves than as
vibrations.
Individual particles and things like that. Because when you break it down far enough, everything, you know, it's kind of is just. But I mean, you know, I'm fairly as far as science facts go, I'm fairly well educated in them.
Good. So correct me if I'm wrong then.
Well, I'm not saying that you're wrong. But I do think that there's, and I share a lot of your belief system, maybe for different reasons though. I think a lot of what you're saying is sort of maybe true, but not particularly relevant. Like, yeah, technically we all came from the same matter, but what really makes up who we are and what matters is our patterns. It's not what we're made of as much as how we're put together.
You know, yeah, I'm not saying you're defined by history. I'm just pointing out that the statement that everything is inherently connected. I mean, everything that exists now, at atomic or quantum level. I mean, I don't know if I'm using the right terms, but essentially it was all together then. It's just larger now.
I think what's more relevant is to acknowledge that so much of who we are right now is built up upon previous generations. And there's this sort of acknowledgement that a lot of my consciousness is you know, the foundation of knowledge and the interactions with modern people whose interactions were impacted by people before them and so on. And there's this sort of understanding that all consciousness is kind of unified, you know. And I don't mean mystically. I don't mean with invisible energy shooting around between brains or anything, but through the material world that we interact with. I mean, you know, we're swimming around in it practically. I mean, you know, we're We're constantly sharing information, and data is being transmitted across the internet by language, by, you know, all these different factors, and there's a lot of sharing of consciousness, and everything about who we are is tremendously built upon previous generations. And in that sense, those previous generations are not dead per se. Their egos are gone.
There's
their sense of separation, that sort of, you know, you could call it almost an illusion, you could say it's an illusion or a nice benefit. Well,
they made their contribution.
Separation, their ego is dead.
But died. But their contribution
did not
on.
Completely die.
Their contribution to all that is.
Well, not just their contribution, but I mean their actual consciousness. Because how much do we think alike because of all the shared things, because of all the shared information, and how terribly different am I from other people who have had so many of the same shared experiences about, you know, growing up in a womb, developing in a womb and being born and being raised and under a tremendous amount of shared media and communication and everything. And essentially, you know, we are all almost like individual processes in a very massive program that's running. We go out and we do our thing and then we send information back to the main program. You know what I mean?
I like that particular viewpoint.
Yeah.
Right.
I'm a programmer. That's the way I tend to think.
Right. And it's a restatement kind of what I was talking about earlier, the idea that we are all individuals, but we're individual extensions of that main program. We're individual extensions of the whole. You're saying, Mark,
like
the socialists take that and they use it as an excuse to say, well, you're part of the whole, so, you know, you have to do what I say. Whereas what I say is that, well, we're all individuals, and the best way to benefit the whole is to allow the individuals to be free.
Exactly. Exactly. Your ego exists for a reason, and your desires and your motivations, those are important parts of who you are.
Not to be subsumed by.
You might have been spawned off, so to speak, from a bigger process, but you were spawned off for a purpose, and inherent in that purpose is your desires. I mean, a lot of what you know, your goals and your desires, with an understanding of how you fit into the bigger scheme of things, because I think it's, you know, there's a short-sightedness, which is just, I'm just going to live for myself, and that's failing to acknowledge that you are part of something bigger. But there's also your, you know, again, your ego, which is an important thing, which is denied, and which is suppressed and denied, and the value of which is ignored by collectivists. So
let's go to Johnson on the line, on the amp line. You're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, I just wanted to call in regards to your comment about sort of the Big Bang. In modern physics, that has been brought into contention that everything came from just the Big Bang.
Oh, great. I hope you'll tell us about it here in a moment, because I don't really know much about it. I just said that was my understanding of it, and if you believe in that. Anyway, so we'll see what Johnson has to say in a moment. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, talking about, well, universal topics here at this point. You can bring up anything, though. It's Free Talk Live. Take control of the airwaves.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Is garlic the absolute best defense against the threat of bacterial and viral pandemics? No. The answer is Ali-C from your AliStore.com. Ali-C was developed by a British chemist who found a way to stabilize the allicin in garlic and incorporate it into his flagship product, Ali-C. It's the strongest and safest antibiotic known to man. Ali-C makes garlic supplements obsolete. Get Ali-C today from your AliStore.com. That's your A-L-L-I-Store.com, your AliStore.com. No home should be without Ali-C.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hello. At OfTheField.com, we strive to empower you with wild food preparedness. We get lots of amazing positive feedback, most of which we feature on OfTheField.com. Here's a small sample of all that people like you have to say about the wild food experience.
I have about 15 wild food guides on my bookshelf, which left me wondering if I even needed another book. Boy, was I wrong. My knowledge exploded to an entire universe of wild foods.
In olden days, it was the norm to know which plants are edible and which are not.
Dear Linda, just wanted to let you know I received your book today.
Wow. I watched the DVD last night. I was awestruck. What wonderful work you have done. This information can bless many people. Thank you. Again.
Thanks again.
Your book has given me the most hope and inspiration. Thank you.
Folks, thanks for letting us help you get back to basics. Read all of the testimonials at OfTheField.com. You can order online for you and your loved ones or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE to share in the secret.
If you like vitamins, say, I like vitamins.com. Vitamin lovers, it's your choice. Take pills and capsules with only about a 10 to 20% absorption rate, or take 10-in-1 liquid vitamin and mineral supplement at up to a 98% absorption rate. Yes, 10 formulas in one bottle. 10-in-1 liquid supplement is in your system in as little as 3 minutes. Just shake it and take it. Go to ilikevitamins.com now and see our amazing video. 10-in-1 contains 23 essential vitamins, trace minerals, goji berry, acai, mangosteen, pomegranate, Shisandra seed extract, rhodiola, lycopene, aloe, CoQ10, amalaki, and much more. All that and saves money, too. Now you can get a 1-month supply for only $29.97, plus shipping and handling. 10-in-1 great-tasting liquid supplement is equal to taking up to 5 different products and comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to ilikevitamins.com. That's ilikevitamins.com. Or call 256-444-8000. 256-444-8000. Distributors wanted. Details at ilikevitamins.com.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
Free Talk Live. Bring up anything. Dial in toll free at 800-259-9231. SACL CAI toll free line. 1-800-259-9231. Joining you tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Dale.
And Mark. Join us online at freetalklive.com. The features, they're free. And one of the things that we offer are various different ways for you to be kept in the loop as to what's going on with Free Talk Live. Go to news.freetalklive.com to get a list of the different ways. One, of course, is email with the Free Talk Live updates. Also have Twitter and Facebook. You can go to news.freetalklive to get signed up. And you might specifically want to get on board with the updates list because, Mark, you said you're going to be doing a Totosac giveaway coming up here on the updates list.
Yeah.
As well as we're giving away a sword. Actually, a lightsaber as well. So we've got a whole bunch of giveaways to do here. And if you're on the updates list specifically, you'll be able to have access to those opportunities. So you can go and sign up at news.freetalklive.com.
I thought it was updates.
You can go there, too. But news will give you all of the options. You can get Twitter. You can get Facebook. But if you want the chance at the contest, you have to go through the updates option.
Gotcha. HostGator is a worldwide leader for web hosting, and they make it easy for you to get your own .com domain name. You can create your own very own website with their their site builder tools and templates. Whether you want a personal blog or a total e-commerce business site, you can use the coupon code FTL, that's FTLs in Free Talk Live, and sign up at HostGator.com to receive your first month completely free. Use the code FTL, you get the month. You don't use the code, you don't get the month. HostGator.com.
800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. As we continue here, Johnson is on the line with us talking about the Big Bang. What is it that you say that science has found? Go ahead.
Okay, so scientists have been studying for a long time, and I'm not a physicist, so I'm certainly not going to do a very good job of explaining this, but I will try. Have been studying for a long time basically Einstein's theory of relativity. And Einstein's theory of relativity broke down once you get down to the very small level and you start getting into the world of atoms and atomic nanoscale things. And what they needed is they needed a theory, and I'm sure you've heard of string theory.
I have heard of it. Don't really know what it is.
Well, string theory is basically what all of quantum mechanics is based on. And essentially what happens is that particles don't follow Einstein's theory of relativity at the quantum scale.
Yeah.
It doesn't work the same way.
Right, so they have to have two sets of physics, don't they? There's like regular physics and then quantum physics.
Exactly. So what has happened is that they're trying to find a theory that unifies. Essentially, they've been looking for this grand unified theory for a very long time.
Does that, when you say unifying, you mean to like bridge the difference between the regular physics and quantum physics?
Right, essentially what they're looking for is a set of mathematics that can explain everything.
Okay.
All the way down into the quantum level. Actually, they've been getting very close. So actually, it probably will happen.
Hmm.
And probably within our lifetimes. Currently, the most promising theory that's going on right now is what's called M theory. And M stands for membrane. Basically, it's an extension of string theory where they found mathematically that there are not three dimensions,
but
that there are 11 dimensions.
Oh, I love the...
Yeah, eight more, excuse me.
I love the 10-dimension video or 11-dimension video that is on YouTube. It is so cool. Have you seen that?
I have not, and I just know that I can't really wrap my brain around it.
I have to have some contention with this notion that they're going to figure everything out and explain everything. Because I just don't... I guess on some... I mean... On some level, I mean, how can you break it?
I think there's a difference between, I mean, sort of, you can't take mathematics and science and bring it into the realm of philosophy. In other words, they're not going to be able to explain everything.
I don't mean that. I mean even scientifically. I mean, science, I'm big on science. I'm a big, you know... I mean, it's a tool so that we can understand our universe, so that we can exploit it. I mean, that's what it comes down to. I mean, when you can you can predict things, and then you can't invent something that takes advantage of a scientific principle until you understand the scientific principle of it. And
right.
So, I mean, it's good for that, but I don't think it can ever break everything down and explain everything because you just can't. Wow, I wish I had the words for it right now, but it's like breaking down a particle down into smaller and smaller components. At some point, it just is. I mean, I have to wonder if you keep breaking it down. I'm like, well, where is that made of then? You broke it down into this other particle.
I agree with you to a certain extent, but I think what we're going to get, what we are going to achieve, is probably something that unifies both string theory and Einstein's theory of relativity. And then we'll probably discover something else after that. But as far as this whole 11-dimension thing, the reason why I brought it up is because there is a theory that's part of this that there are, besides just strings, that there are these gigantic membranes. I don't know how to explain this without making it sound bizarre, but I guess there are sort of these boundaries between these 11th dimension, these sort of huge dimensions where essentially entire galaxies are created when these membranes collide, and that's what supposedly caused the Big Bang. And they've actually been attempting to replicate this in the lab.
Isn't that a bad idea, replicating the Big Bang? I mean, I've heard this over and over again since the Super Collider, and, you know, I can't help but sitting here on the outside and saying, hey, watch out, guys. Let's not start too big of a bang, shall we?
Did you see the article? There was some article explaining that it's the likelihood that someone from the future came back in time to prevent the Super Collider experiment from succeeding. And if you think, well, that's just a really bizarre, insane conspiracy theory, but then you think about like how bizarre the actual experiment itself is, then and what the sorts of things that it's exploring, all of a sudden it doesn't sound quite as bizarre. But yeah,
I actually have another one of those for you. But as far as that goes with the Super Collider, I mean, essentially they've already, you know, they smash these huge particles together and they use crazy amounts of energy. The thing is that this crazy amount of energy, and when they're creating the energy of the Big Bang and the energy of the sun and stars and all that, it's on such a small scale that there's actually less energy in one of these reactions than there is in hitting a bat with a baseball, or hitting a baseball with a bat. There's actually more energy in that than there is in these reactions. It's just that they're so tiny. You know, it's just they're replicating these conditions, but on an absolutely tiny, tiny scale.
Yeah, I intuitively sort of understood that. But there's always that sort of level of doubt of like, well, what's going on that they aren't aware of?
So let me see if I've got this straight so far. So now, first of all, it's not necessarily the case that all of science is subscribing to this. This is just one of the many theories about the creation of the universe.
Actually, it's the fastest growing field in science, and it's rapidly overtaking, people who believe in Einstein's theory of relativity. I mean, quantum mechanics has kind of become like the huge area where people are starting to study this M theory.
But what about the how does the M theory, this membrane idea, how does that work into or rebut or agree with the idea that the universe is constantly expanding?
To be honest, I can't answer all the questions of this. I just wanted to call in and bring it up.
That's fair.
Just mention it. What I also want to recommend is, there is an author, and I read this book recently, called Physics of the Impossible. And there is this author, and I know he does radio shows, and I think he would make an excellent guest if you can get him. It's Professor Michio Kaku.
Oh, yeah. He's a competitor, actually.
Oh, really?
He has his own Saturday night radio show. It's not exactly during the same hours as we have it, but it does overlap, I think, an hour of our show.
Well,
I would not take him because of that, though.
But, yeah, no, I mean, if he wanted to come on,
I don't think he's necessarily a direct competitor because, I mean, his show is probably, a fairly geeky audience, and I don't know.
He was at the last year's Talkers seminar.
Wait, did you just imply that the FTL audience is not geeky?
Thanks for bringing that up, because as soon as I said it, I'm like, wait a minute.
Yeah, Michio Kaku was speaking.
I didn't mean to apply that.
He was speaking at the Talkers New Media Seminar last year, which I'll be attending this year at the same time as the Liberty Forum, unfortunately. But he was speaking there, and he really did a great job of boiling down science and making it easily understandable. I think he probably would have a pretty good show. Anyway, but it does compete with us on Saturday night.
I have to let you go, man.
Thank you for the call.
My quantum physics is bare bones.
The video that I was talking about on YouTube is called Imagining the 10th Dimension. Now, I don't think it gets into the 11th dimension, but it does go through 10 of them, and it is absolutely fascinating. So take a look at that. More coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
Have you ever lost power and wanted to simply flip a switch to get the lights back on? If so, this is going to be the most important message you will ever hear, because there's never been a better time to get off the grid and generate your own supply of electrical power. Solar power generators are now available. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it the most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Whether it's hurricanes, ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. When the power goes out, you'll be ready with a solar power generator from Solutions from Science. Go to mysolarbackup.com to request a free information package today. That's mysolarbackup.com, mysolarbackup.com, or call 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
A revolution in smoking is underway, a revolution all smokers of traditional cigarettes should know about. Keep listening for a special offer from PowerVapor.com. Standard tobacco cigarettes contain over 4,000 harmful chemicals. Now it's time to release yourself from the grip of big tobacco and experience true smoking freedom. PowerVapor.com is an e-cigarette with the look, feel, and smoke of a real cigarette, but with no tar, no carbon monoxide, and no bad odors. Power Vapor's e-cigarettes deliver just the right amount of nicotine in a water vapor that looks and feels like real smoke. Yes, you choose from 4 levels of nicotine, and that puts you back in control. Plus, you'll enjoy 8 flavors and big savings over traditional cigarettes. Get the facts and see our demonstration video at PowerVapor.com. That's PowerVapor.com. Log on to PowerVapor.com right now for a special 10% discount and 30-day money-back guarantee. PowerVapor.com, the smoking gun heard round the world.
Men, are you thinking about the health of your prostate? Recently, New Vitality Health Products gave away thousands of free bottles of the supplement Beta Prostate. Due to incredible demand, they're giving away more free bottles of Beta Prostate to any new customers who call now. Beta Prostate is packed with plant sterols that support your prostate health. Remember, your prostate affects urine flow, sleeping habits, intimacy, and overall quality of life. Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules in order to get the same natural plant sterols as one Beta Prostate. And if you haven't tried Beta Prostate yet, you can call right now for a free bottle. You only pay shipping and handling. Call 1-800-257-7201. This offer is limited to one free bottle per household. Give your body nutrition that targets the prostate. Call now and try Beta Prostate for free. Call 1-800-257-7201. That's 1-800-257-7201. 1-800-257-7201.
For safety, you lock doors, set alarms, buy antivirus software, maybe even have a watchdog. Do you care as much about your air and water? Lock out harmful poisons from entering your body with airandaqua.com. Using purification devices from airandaqua.com allows you to enjoy safety and security with every breath you make and every sip you take. For free shipping on purchases, discounts, and newsletters, visit airandaqua.com or call 866-380-2782. Shop airandaqua.com and purify your life.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. Only moments remain. Enough time, perhaps, for your phone call. If you make it now, 1-800-259-9231. That number brought to you by SACL CAI. 800-259-9231 tonight. It's Ian with you.
And Dale.
And Mark. And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features for free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. If you enjoy the program and you want to help support Free Talk Live, you can become an amplifier. You can do that for as little as $3 a month. You'll get perks like access to the amp-only call-in lines, the amp-only recorded commercial-free podcast, and more. Go get all the details at amp.freetalklive.com and get signed up with any major credit card, PayPal, or some alternative options. That's amp.freetalklive.com. As we continue taking your phone calls about what you want, Sam is listening in Crete. I think that's how you pronounce it. Is it Crete, Sam?
Hello.
Sam, are you in Crete?
I'm here, yes.
Hi. Okay. And you're listening on somewhere on FM, which I think is cool. So maybe a community slash pirate station we were unaware of. So welcome to Free Talk Live. What's on your mind tonight?
Hey, God bless the guy that's broadcasting, because it's within like only 2 miles of where I live. And I get all the programs of Genesis Radio. And it's one of the best things that ever happened to me since I moved out here.
Cool.
Real quickly, have you guys ever heard of the book A Course in Miracles?
I have not.
I guess I have heard it.
A great book to read. Since I heard you talking a little bit about ego and about God and about one, I would recommend you reading it. I'm about 200 pages into it, and it talks about the ego basically as being the false self, and it's the source of all the problems in the world, because our ego competes with the Holy Spirit, and we listen to the ego, and it tries to replace God, and it causes so many problems. And since I've been reading this book, slowly. I've been reading for like the last 3-4 months, a little bit every night just about. Actually, things have been happening in my life for the better. And I started to rethink some of the things and the ways I have been thinking. And as I look and I see the leaders in our country and in countries around the world, I see everybody operate out of ego, and I see all the problems that it's causing. And it's not the way it's meant to be. There's a better way. I would recommend you read it, and we could talk about it a little bit more. It came to a couple professors.
I would probably partially agree with you, only in the sense that I do believe that, I think the ego is a tool and it's there for a reason. And to dismiss it is a very dangerous thing. But at the same time, to become overly attached to it it can also be bad.
I tend to agree with that.
We are very intellectual creatures, and we're starting to really explore our own existence and the nature of our own consciousness. And at some point, and that's why we're so more than less conscious creatures. We are aware of the inevitability of the end of our own ego. And so to be overly attached to it is I think a source of misery. I mean, it's a short-sightedness, and you have to realize that at some point your ego is going to go away. And
you don't take it with you.
Right. Your sense of and I call it, you know, I describe it as your sense of being separate from the rest of the universe, which is kind of an illusion. Kind of an illusion.
Yeah,
I mean, you have
it is an illusion because it is an illusion based on listening to the ego, because we're all from one source, and there is a collective consciousness. There is definitely a collective consciousness. I was reading about some study they did with some monkeys in some islands in Japan that were on different islands, and when 1% of the population on one island learned how to do something, all of a sudden all the monkeys on all the islands started doing the same thing. Based on somewhat of a collective consciousness.
I wouldn't find that terribly surprising. I think
we
that
have
that's
humans.
We're even more so, maybe even humans.
Some people would say
we have a greater ability to share information as humans.
Some people would say that the world that we see reflected around us is essentially a reflection of the so-called collective consciousness of all of mankind, and it's a true statement. If you change yourself, if you want to see the world change, you have to change inside yourself first, and then of course that leads other people to change inside themselves, and eventually we'll get rid of the coercive state as a result of the paradigm shifts that the people will hopefully be having.
I agree with that. I definitely agree with that.
Someone out there is ascribing a lot of mysticism to what Ian just said, and I don't know to what extent he means it that way, but I just want to say right off the bat, I kind of want to, don't prejudge that statement so quickly, and because there's that what he's talking about is really not a mystical thing. Our actions, without a doubt, are affected by our thinking, the way we're constantly thinking and the way we interact with the rest of the world.
Thought comes first.
I don't think he's implying that he's zapping things with your mind, if that's what the conclusion that anyone's jumping to right now.
Just really the men who stare at goats.
I want to see that.
It all starts with thought, though. Everything starts
yes,
with thought.
Indeed. Everything
course,
that we see, everything that is around us, was originally a thought.
Yes. Exactly. So through the thought, we are able to manifest it however we are, but it starts with a thought. That's why our thought is so important.
And I think people fail to acknowledge how much control they can have over their thinking, which can improve the quality of your life so much. I mean, the way that you react to the – you can either be reactive to the world and you can be less internally driven, or you can decide that you're going to be more of an actor on the world itself based on your own internal motivations, as opposed to just reacting to everything. Because that's an animalistic thing to do. There's a reflex action. There's the animal thing, which is just to sort of lash out when you're cornered, or to do an instinctual thing, which is totally just reactive. It's a reflex thing. And then there's this thing that we have evolved over millions and millions of years that we don't give proper credit to, which is our intelligent thought process and our internal thinking and our ability to create symbols in our minds and use those symbols to better understand the world and better interact with the world and to develop models and to model things in our mind and then create them in the world. You can either choose to become more involved in your own evolution and to become more of a thoughtful creature, or you can be reactive to the world all the time. And if you're reactive to the world all the time, you're just like an object bouncing around.
You're living by default as opposed to actively creating your reality. So go ahead with any other thoughts for us, Sam.
Get a copy of that book. I would recommend you read it, Sam, and we could talk about it.
And it was called A Course in Miracles. Thank you for that. Anything else?
That's about it. I enjoy your show, and I try to listen to whatever I can.
Great. Glad you're out there, and I thank you for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. We've got another Sam. This one's in Charleston, West Virginia, listening to WVTS. Hello, Sam.
Actually, my name's Ben.
Sorry about that, Ben. Go ahead.
No problem. I was listening to the gentleman a couple minutes ago talking about the Big Bang Theory. The only big problem I have with that is and it's not because I grew up in a church all my life, it's just because of part of what I believe and what I've learned in high school, what I've learned from different teachers throughout high school. When they explain the Big Bang Theory, they explain that it was this yellow giant, which is what the sun is, became red giant, and everything exploded in, everything scattered out around the universe. And wow. I find that kind of hard to grasp when if that's, then we're just here by chance.
But
if you look at it from the creation side of it, and also try to add a little science to it, if we go any further than what we are now, away from the sun, it's too cold and potentially freeze. If we go any closer to the sun, our Earth becomes too hot and it becomes more like Mercury and Venus, where it's inhabitable. So how could we...
Uninhabitable.
Well, two thoughts before you go any deeper into this. One is that it sounds like Big Bang Theory is already sort of on the way out. There's actually that's what the next caller called about. And I think the second one is I don't think that what you're describing sounds anything like the Big Bang Theory as I've understood it. But then I'm not a big fan of Big Bang Theory myself either. So,
what do you believe?
I believe that just like it says in Genesis. The Lord created the heavens and the earth. The Lord created us in His image. I mean, I grew up in.
Do you think?
I'm sorry.
Do you think that Noah built a giant boat that was 5 football fields long and 5 stories tall or something like that, made out of gopher wood over the course of 600 years, and then took his family onto that boat, floated around for a year's time, and
He floated around for 40 days and 40
I'm
49.
I'm sorry, you're not reading your Bible. The Bible says that he floated around for a year. It rained for 40 days and 40 nights.
Here's another question for you, Ben. Do you believe that, is your God and your belief system all loving?
Yes.
Do you believe in hell?
Yes.
How does that reconcile?
Because of the fact that we are given what is called free choice. And by choosing not to believe in Him, we are choosing to turn away from Him.
Is it loving to send someone to eternal torment?
Hold on. Our God is a loving God, but for our sin, there is a punishment, and for that punishment, it is death.
And eternal torment.
Eternal torment. Yes.
Right. My son makes mistakes all the time, and I'm just wondering if I beat the dog crap out of him every time he makes a mistake, am I a good, loving father?
Ben, I'll tell you what. I'd like you to answer that question. If you call back, make a point of calling back tomorrow night. I know you guys only get us a 9 o'clock hour there in Charleston, so call us back then, and we'd love to talk to you further about this. I thank you for the call tonight, radio listeners. I think we're going to go a little bit extra this evening here. Going to do an extended edition of the program. So, or actually, our internet listeners, stick around. Radio listeners, see you tomorrow night.
Do you have hair or skin problems? Are you sensitive to fragrances or dyes? Quit suffering. Quit trying the latest, new, and improved potions. Try Unicure Hair and Skin Conditioner. It's been sold in top salons since 1973, and I've been using it for the past year, and I love it. Unicure's Hair and Skin Conditioner's gentle, greaseless formula is fragrance and color-free. If you have hair or skin, you need Unicure. Call 888-UNICURE or visit unicure.com. 888-UNICURE. Unicure.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.